All right, I'm just going to stop talking about that line of, because I'm going to, that line of talk, because I'll just ramble on forever. So, you know, I guess my point that I started making was that I forgive the lack of time travel explanation. I give the kind of somewhat silly body part disappearing. Although I thought that the scrawling a message into your body was a pretty interesting way of talking to your future self. But I'm willing to forgive that because I want to focus on something else in the movie. And I think that's also what Johnson wanted to focus on. You know, the story he's telling, the idea of how we live with each other, how in this world, or how in a world where things are quite, I guess, wrong or not what we would hope, you know, not the world that we hope to live in 2044, I guess, or whenever it was. That's the story he wants to tell, and, you know, he wants to talk, I was a little, and actually I like this, I was kind of confused at certain points as to how he was going to wrap this up, right? Was this going to be a, you know, kind of love conquers all, the Chinese woman, saves the Bruce Willis's, I can't remember the characters' names now, but you know, she saves him from drugs, and you know, he comes back and wants to save her life, right? So was this going to be the love conquers all type of thing? And then we meet the kid, and are we gonna just, you know, kill the kid because of possibility of what he might do in the future? And then that brings up a whole bunch of other really interesting ethical questions, right? Like, when is it appropriate to kill somebody, or you know, there's a whole host of ethical quandaries that can arise with this sort of storyline. So was it going to be that? And then at the end, was it going to be, you know, this kid's supposed to be getting, I think this is ultimately what he went with, you know, we see the line of thought, and right at the end, just like Joseph Gordon-Levitt sees where he's going to ride his bike in Premium Rush, all of a sudden he sees the causal, I'm out of time. Okay, anyway, quickly, 20 seconds. So he sees the causal events that lead to the Rain Man, Rainmaker, whatever he is, being created, and probably causing a lot of suffering. But, all right, I guess I gotta call back.